Nerds.
All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds.
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. I just want to take a second and thank Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out that job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, your guest teacher is Natasha Graziano. She is the nation's number one mindset coach and ranked the number one female motivational speaker under 40 in the world by Forbes, as well as a top female mindset coach by Business Insider. She has tens of millions of followers on social. She is the host of the Law of Attraction podcast, which has gained over 100 million views to date and is ranked a top 10 podcast to download by Influencer Magazine. She has built a massive personal brand. And today, she's going to share strategies on personal branding, audience engagement, and overcoming fears, providing a roadmap for building an exceptionally powerful social media presence. She'll talk about building confidence and overcoming fears, discussing the importance of overcoming self-doubt and imposter syndrome. She'll talk about monetizing and scaling a social media presence, even with a smaller following. She'll discuss how to use strategic collaborations and association to build a name for yourself, as well as her own personal formula for building a reputable and influential personal brand.
You're just posting. When did you actually think, oh my God, I have some momentum here. I can actually turn this into something. Like, where did you look and see? Because I know when I started my show, I was looking at other people that have built audiences and shows. And I'm like, if they can do that, I can do that. So who is that person for you?
Wow, I love that. The person that was
for me was a fashion influencer. I just looked at her at the time and just thought, if she's earning money, she's a stay-at-home mom, she's earning money just from wearing clothes, I can do this too, right? You know? Like, I can go and rock some sexy clothes and look cool and throw them on and earn some money and get myself out of the situation I'm in. Like, that's what I wanted to do. I just, that was all I could think of at the time. It was nothing greater than that. In fact, I didn't have a bigger goal at the time.
Were you ever self-conscious putting it out there?
Yeah, I think everyone's self-conscious at points. You know, I felt insecure and I had imposter syndrome and I felt like if I don't do this good, people are going to hate on it or comment on it. Now hate's like a part of my story. Like, you know, you said to me earlier, if you don't have haters, then you're not successful. Like, that's a part of your story, but I didn't know that at the time. So I was tiptoeing around, putting up a post, and I was scared. I was like, oh no, if I don't put this up, if I do put this up, somebody's going to write this. And you're always self-conscious, but it's about overcoming that fear. Fear is just false evidence appearing real. Allowing that.
Say that again. Say that again. What is what?
Fear is false evidence appearing real. It's not real. It's something that you've built up in the constraints of your own mind. You've built up a wall around you of limitations which only exist in your own mind. They don't actually exist in your life. There's no wall around us right now. Okay, maybe here in the studio, but there's no actual wall saying, Natasha, you can't do this, or Hannah or Martin or whoever's listening, you can't do this. It's just a wall in my own mind, and you have to overcome that. You have to step back and say, I'm going to break that wall down.
You know how hard that is? You know how hard, because ever since a young age, like, you put yourself out there, you get bullied. You're different, you're bullied. You're made fun of, right?
Brutal.
Like, it happens to most people in their life. So to put yourself out, not even in your own friend group or your peer group or your family, to put yourself out on social is, like, incredibly scary. So you started doing this. You had no money. Life kind of sucked at that point for you, and you were just trying to, like, put something out into the world. I'm sure there was, like, a little bit of, like, a, you know, feel good about yourself, put yourself out there. But when did it actually start to be something that you actually wanted to double down on? When was this, like, okay, I saw an influencer doing it, I'm doing it, I'm mirroring that behavior. When did you see that inflection point where you're like, I'm getting some traction and now I can build this brand off of this thing that a lot of people just take as a hobby?
So this is so interesting, actually, Scott. So what happened was I started to change my captions. Instead of saying something about the brand, like, you know, wearing this today, I would start talking around mindset. I would start talking around techniques and tangible takeaways and quotes from my favorite philosophers that could help people with their day-to-day. So the picture became almost a way to lure in the right audience that I wanted. And then the caption was where the magic was at. The caption was like the honey, and the picture was the bees to the honey. And that was the way that I drew it in, because I realized once I started posting about this, the pictures started taking off because they were more than just a picture. Sometimes I put a quote on the picture, and, you know, you see a lot of coaches do that sort of thing. I do that sort of thing now. And I realized that when you start posting about something greater, something bigger that is offering value to other people, so that was in my caption at the time, people were just loving it. And it started to build traction and engagement. And I was like, I'm building a community. And then when I realized I had a community, I was like, great. So I'm actually wanting to really transition who I am and what I am in the world. And then, you know, I went through some crazy times in my life, but yeah, a lot of crazy stuff's happened in my life. And so going from being an influencer, you know, who was also dabbling in crazy situations in my life at the time, I was a webcam girl, you know, I've got 2 sex tapes released on me, but all of this shit is just a part of my story. It's a part of my narrative. When all of that happened, I then didn't realize, I'm sorry, I'm going off on a tangent
here. I want to just ask, are you happy you went through that?
No, I have to say, I
not in like a, I loved it at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But are you happy as to how who you are coming out of that? Do you think you would have been the same person, or do you think you're stronger because of it?
I'm stronger because of it. That had to happen to me. That had to happen to me. I was a drug addict. I was, you know, paying for a drug addiction. And so the only thing I could do to continue this horrendous addiction I had was do something that bought you in fast cash money. And for me at the time, that was, you know, doing all that stuff. And my body was exploited, heavily exploited. And the same people that are in charge of human trafficking and terrible, terrible things that happen to girls in the world now are the same people who probably exploited my body back then. And we don't know, you know, what, who, what, why, when, but we just move on from it and know that if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't be where I am today now, changing lives, saving lives on stage yesterday, saving lives the week before on stage. I wouldn't be who I am today and speaking for women and for men who have been exploited, have been sexually abused, who have been through anything in their life, even dealing with a narcissist, having been through some way that they've it created a skeleton, if you want, in their closet for themselves and feel like I can't go on because I'm, you know, such a terrible person. You know, I do not sit and think, God, I think it was terrible things I was involved in, but I don't sit for one day and think if that, I shouldn't have done it. I needed to go through what I needed to go through to get to where I am now. Success is not success without failure. If I didn't go through the most depressing, hard time of my life, then I wouldn't have been hit with homelessness, which was the wake-up call to say, honey, stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. And then I didn't listen when the universe throws at you physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, mentally, in every way. And then the illness hit me. And that was the physical pain I went through. And when I hit that, when that hit me, that was the wake-up call. That was the final wake-up call I needed. And that was in, I had the illness in 2018. And you know, that was painful.
And okay, so you are at an all-time low at this point.
Yeah.
Of course, that's a wake-up call, but it's not easy to just change your life like on a dime like that. Like no. You have to figure out, you know, okay, so the stuff that I'm doing to make money is not what I want to do in 5-10 years from now. Like, yeah. You know, I want to have a family. I want to, you know, mm-hmm. maybe pursue a more traditional way of mm-hmm. trying to grow mm-hmm. a business and going on a webcam. So
absolutely. So I realized, you know, yeah. at the time, but bear in mind, I was high most of the time. I don't remember half the shit that I did on the webcam. I was high. I couldn't even tell
so
you.
You got fucked up so that you didn't have to deal with the reality of what you were experiencing.
Totally. And then it was a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
And it was a vicious cycle. So, you know, I was just young and dumb. And when you go through that and when you come out the other side, you realize that's not a way of life. That's never, I would never choose to do that now. Of course, this is 10 years ago. When I did all the stuff, this was 10 years ago. You know, the illness only hit me years later. I'd already stopped all of this stuff. But it was, you know, 10 to 7 years ago was when all this was. It was like 2022, 2023, 2013.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second, that's the future.
Yeah, the future. No. Yeah. Yeah, you know, this is like 2013, 2014, 2015. So we're, you know, we're talking way back.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds. I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy
messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of lattes. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you.
I just want to take a second and thank Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out that job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you pick yourself up? What was your point? Like, when did you find your why? Because I think that that's what drives a lot of people.
Yeah.
They find their why. Now you have a why that's very impactful. Now you want to change lives. Now I know you have nonprofit ambitions that you want to help people overseas in countries that are not doing as well as we are here. But when did you find that why? How did you find that why?
When I fell pregnant, when I got pregnant with my son, he was born in 2016. So in 2015, when I found my why. As soon as I got pregnant, I just went, oh my God. You know, I'd already stopped doing all my crazy shit from the year before that in like 2014. But 2015 was when it was like, wow, this is a wake up call. This is a massive, massive wake up call for me. And I just ran from it. You know, I just like, I was like, how am I going to be a mom? And then I started getting into a very dark place. You know, the dark place after I gave birth to my son was what led me to being suicidal and then homeless. You know, I'd already stopped all of this stuff way before, but because of this series of events,
hadn't
fixed myself, and the fear ate me up and the shame and the guilt. And if you live with that scarcity mentality, if you live with that thing in your mind, you will end up on the street. You will take yourself from your family, from your friends. You will alienate yourself in your own mind. And that's exactly what I did. So how did that lead me to being who I am today, helping millions of people, being a mindset coach, being empowered, being, you know, helping nonprofits, etc., and being involved in charity and philanthropy? Because that why of having my child and watching my child alone, watching him and not being able to be there for him in the way I wanted to be at the beginning, not being able to be the most, you know, empowered mother. I wanted to then be a role model to him, but not only to him. I wanted to go on and be a role model to people in the world. I wanted to go on and be a role model to help millions of people, hundreds of millions of people, the same way that I picked myself off the ground, the same way that I took myself when I was on the floor, when I had nothing, when I was broken, when I was suicidal, when I was having anxiety attacks, 3 a day. If I managed to pick myself up the floor, you can too. And that's what I wanted to show the world. That's why I created my MBS method, my meditational behavioral synchronicity, which I've been giving away for free for years now. And we have, you know, a membership program, of course, we can get into like a more exclusive version of it. But the MBS method was born out of me understanding how to meditate and how to take myself away from the craziness of the world and how to go inward, how to go into a higher state of awareness, how to go into my higher mind faculties.
The stuff that you were doing to fix and help and heal yourself.
Yes.
These are the things that now you teach over, which makes a ton of sense.
Yes.
I want to go into MBS. I don't want to go there just yet.
Yeah.
What I want to do first is I want to understand your playbook for building your personal brand, mm-hmm. because I want to sort of showcase how you use your social. And now that is a kickoff point for launching MBS, for writing a book, for the speaking engagement you're at last night and all the other ones. So you have a formula that works on Instagram. You're building a community on Instagram. When do you start to monetize? And how did you monetize? What's your strategy for somebody that would want to say, okay, I have my own community. I want to build my own community. Mm-hmm. She's done it so that now she has 10 million plus followers, and obviously the opportunities for her have opened up.
Totally.
So how do you do that?
Okay, so you can easily monetize from 10,000 followers. I mean, you can monetize at any point. The thing about it is exactly what you said. It's about building a community. It's about having people trust you. People look at three things when they come to a brand. Number one, what value are you offering? Okay, so what value are you offering? Who are you? What's your story? What's your USP, your unique selling point? What are you offering to the world? What content are you posting? What are you putting out there? That's the very first thing they look at. The second thing they look at is who are you associated with? So when they come onto your page, they want to see you alongside, you know, you've had Joe Vitale on your show, you've had me on your show, you've had Jack Campbell on your show, some incredible minds on there, right? I love how I just put myself in that box. But anyway, okay, you've had some amazing people on your show. So when somebody comes to your page, they know, oh, I know Dr. Joe Vitale and Jack Campbell from The Secret, so I trust them already, so therefore I trust Scott, because I'm already seeing people that I trust on your page, right? And that's the same thing with anyone that's listening. Who are you associated with? So who is on your page with you? Who's speaking for you? Who are you showing up with? And that could be testimonials. That could be people you're doing Zooms with, people you're collaborating with, people promoting your brand. However it is, who is alongside you? And then number three, where have they seen you? Where have they seen you? What publications have they seen you in? Who's speaking about you in the press? Have you been in Forbes? Have you been in Entrepreneur? Have you been in Business Insider? What publications have you been in? What TV shows have you been on? That is what people look at, those three things. And if you can tick every one of those boxes and you have, it doesn't matter the size of the following, but of course the numbers help. And I'll tell you why now. Every time I knocked at a door when I started my career and I didn't have many followers on there, maybe tens of thousands versus hundreds of thousands at the time, I would knock on the door. And if I didn't have a blue tick, people are not quick to answer the door because you're just the same as everybody else on the platform. However, if you knock at the door and you have hundreds of thousands, or where I am now with millions and millions and millions, tens of millions of followers, then you knock at the door and you got a blue tick next to you. It's knock, knock. Who's there? Oh, it's you.
Instantly validated social proof.
Got it. Yeah. Instantly validated social proof. Your validity has gone up. Your credibility has gone up. So anything that comes out your mouth now is already on a pedestal. And on top of that, you then offer value. So you swoop in there with value. So it comes from a value mindset, offering value. I was saying to somebody earlier when I was on their show, I was saying, if you do something for somebody else and you make them happy first, they will go out of their way to make you happy in return. They will go out of their way to do something back for you. That's the law of reciprocity. That's the law of reciprocity. So give first, offer value first. And when you knock on that door, give value and say, hi, this is what I can do for you. I've got 10 million followers on my Instagram. I've got 5 million followers on my TikTok. I've got another million on my YouTube. So, you know, we're adding up, and my email database, we're adding up to near 20 million. Let's go. I think I've done my maths wrong, all right, but whatever.
It's all good.
Yeah, just somewhere in the big numbers and cool. So this is what I can do for you. Do you want to do XYZ together? You're offering them monumental numbers. Or let's say you don't have those numbers and you're listening to saying, like, I don't have those numbers. What can I do? What can you do? Tell me, what can you do? Do you have a great email list? Do you have a LinkedIn platform? Do you have a group, a community every Saturday that you host in your local community with 300 people? Any of this is more eyes on you. Any of this is more eyes on them. The eyes on you is the eyes on them. And that is what you offer. Visibility. You offer something that's adding value to them first before you ask. That's how I started my career.
No, I was going to say that was a good point. And I know that's how you started your career and that's how you grew it. But you're not only offering value to the people that you're doing business with, you're also consistently offering value to the audience and the community. And that's how you build it. That's how they trust you. That's why you have the 10 million followers. And something that you said before we even started filming in the other room was really interesting to me. You've never actually filled out a speaker application before.
No, I didn't even know what it was.
And how many have you done now?
Oh, well,
in terms of like speaking engagements.
Oh, speaking engagements.
Yeah, yeah, not speaker application. No, how many speaking app?
A lot. Not, we're not into the hundreds yet, but.
No, but like people come to you. Yeah. So the whole point I'm trying to make is social is like the equalizer in terms of a business can go spend money on PR. Mm-hmm. A business can go sponsor a conference and mm-hmm. go get their CEO to speak at a keynote. But what you can do is you can constantly post nonstop on social, build a community, and all of a sudden you have the same access to opportunities that somebody who's spending $1 million, $5 million, $10 million would only have access to. it's hard to get PR for free. It's hard to get speaking engagement for free if you have no audience.
Absolutely. The best way they say to sell a book, go on stage.
Yeah, 100%.
The best way to sell your business right now is speak on other people's stages.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds!
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you.
I just want to take a second and thank Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out that job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.